big question in business. What was a big accounting firm's role in the financial crisis?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Accounting giant Ernst & Young is likely to get hit with fraud charges this week. New York prosecutors are expected to allege the firm helped its client, Lehman Brothers, look healthy to investors, when really, it was failing. Marketplace's Eve Troeh has been covering the story for us, and she's with us live in our Los Angeles studio with the latest. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
So how did Ernst & Young allegedly help defraud investors?
Well, let's go back to when Lehman Brothers collapsed in 2008, basically kicking off the financial crisis. The New York State Attorney General's office has been investigating that ever since. They've been trying to find out whether the bank illegally hid some of its debt so that it could report bigger profits that were, of course, not real. By the way, that practice is called window dressing. Quite appropriate. Mm-hmm. The Wall Street Journal reports this morning that Ernst & Young is likely to face charges that it let Lehman Brothers hide about $50 billion of debt behind some pretty big curtains.
So when accounting firm Arthur Andersen, remember them, took the hit for Enron's creative accounting, so-called, the whole company went down. Are there shades of that with Ernst & Young here?
Well, only in the sense that the accountants are being held accountable for the current financial crisis. We haven't really seen that, not the way we did when corporations like Enron collapsed several years ago. But these will be civil fraud charges, not criminal, brought against Ernst & Young by the state of New York. And it was a guilty verdict in a criminal case that brought down Arthur Andersen. And though Ernst & Young hasn't commented, at least as far as we know this morning, the Wall Street Journal says it's possible the firm will just settle out of court anyway.
All right. Marketplace's Eve Troeh reporting from our studio this morning. Eve, thanks.
Thanks.
In Iran, the government there has announced it'll raise prices on everyday products. We're talking about fuel, cooking oil, bread, things like that. Security forces today flooded the streets of Tehran, warning Iranians not to protest those price hikes. Here's the BBC's Iran correspondent, James Reynolds.
Iranians going to fill up their cars today know that they're in for a bit of a shock. In some places, the price of fuel has gone up by 400%. On top of that, a loaf of bread is set to double in price. That's because state subsidies on oil, flour, and other basics are being removed. Ruhi Shafi is an Iranian exile based in London. She's been talking to some of those in Iran already affected.
A taxi driver was saying that he used to fill in his car twice a day. Now he has to do it about 8 times, you know, higher of that price. And he just can't afford because he can't put the price for the passengers up that much.
The Iranian government has provided subsidies on food, energy and utilities since the 1980s. But Iran's population has grown dramatically in 30 years. The subsidies now cost the state up to $100 billion a year. President Ahmadinejad has called it the biggest surgery to the nation's economy in half a century. I'm the BBC's James Reynolds reporting for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Shares in Europe are higher at the moment with the American tax cut compromise signed into law. There's hope it's going to produce some consumer spending and give a boost to the economy. But investors in Asia have been spooked today by big tensions on the Korean Peninsula. So shares there fell about 0.5% or higher. Wall Street Friday, stocks pretty much landed where they started. The S&P and NASDAQ were up slightly. The Dow fell by a fraction of a percent, down 7 points at 11,491.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. And by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com.
I remember many Christmases ago when Santa delivered Pong to our house. Oh, the thrill of electronic tennis. My sister and I spent Christmas morning playing with that big box hooked up to the wooden console TV, you know, the one that Mom said was furniture. Today, video games are eons more advanced. A few days ago, right here at Marketplace Studios, I had the opportunity to play with an Xbox 360. It's an add-on called Kinect, spelled with a K. And this unit uses sensors, which lets gamers kick and slam and shake and dance to pretty much anything. And Dan Hsu from Bitmob.com had the fortune to help me out.
I blame it on Nintendo because they came up with the idea for the Wii. What happened was they discovered that there's this entirely new audience, more casual gamers, whether you're talking about soccer moms or grandmas, whoever, that are playing games now that they didn't used to. So Nintendo started making boatloads of money off of this. Of course, Sony and Microsoft said, well, we want a piece of that. So this, the Kinect is Microsoft's answer to that.
We should play a game.
Okay.
All right.
Right. So I think your staff wants to watch you play Dance Central.
Oh, no, they don't.
So pick Dance Central.
All right, we'll do Lady Gaga. That's fine.
Okay. You're just going to mimic the dancer on screen. So now move your hands. There you go. Very nice. You almost got 100,000 points. Good job.
Really? What's the 2 stars for?
You want to get 4 to 5 stars. So,
This seems like it would be prohibitively expensive.
You're talking about maybe $300 for the Xbox 360, $150 for the Kinect. You could buy 3 Wiis for that amount. You know, of course, the graphics are much nicer. It's a much more powerful machine, and it does a lot more than a Wii, but you're paying for it. So I don't know if I would say it's a hot holiday item. If you have an Xbox 360, a lot of family members, especially younger members in a family, then definitely, because it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of games you could play that's very, very family friendly.
These motion games have been around for a long time. I mean, aren't people getting kind of tired of doing the thing inside in front of the television?
That's up to the developers, right, to come up with something creative and something new. And what you have with the Kinect, the difference there is you don't have actual controllers. And the other difference, too, is, as you saw, it has voice recognition. So you can imagine a time where instead of using a traditional menu system and a dialogue system, you actually talk to the person on screen and it recognizes what you're saying.
Dan Chu from Bitmob, thanks.
Thank you.
Check me out, just dancing to Lady Gaga at marketplace.org. It's pretty bad. And finally, maybe you've stepped into a bookstore lately to give the gift of literature. The Twitter site Bookstore Bingo has come out with its 9 craziest things said in a bookstore. Among them, my daughter loved that Anne Frank book. What else did she write? My favorite? Where's a copy of A Christmas Carol? It's one of Shakespeare's best. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Who says you need good business sense to start a company?
I started Threadless without even knowing how we were going to print the t-shirts. I think that's where the innovative business model was formed, was in my ignorance.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. How to turn a t-shirt company into a going concern and keep it creative at the same time. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.